Fuck yeah.
Denmark.
Ooh, you know what I heard? Denmark. You know what I heard once about Norway, Denmark?
What's
that? That they're all fucking fat and gross in Denmark. They've got like the grossest, most unhealthiest people. They're always talking about their healthcare system, but you know what? It's a nightmare. It's fucked up. That's what I've heard. Confirm or deny, Denmark. Fucking tell me. Spill it. Fuckers. And on that note, we're going to go. We're going to go to a song that has a theme in a part of it. And the theme of this week's song is Fuck Denmark. And it's set to the tune of Arabian Nights from the film Aladdin, 1992 Disney classic. Go.
Come on, dance upon my upper carpet and fly to another Arabian night. Arabian nights, like Arabian days. More often than not, a hotter than hot, in light of good ways. Arabian nights, meet the Arabian moon.
Welcome.
Hello.
And we're back.
Everybody.
Let's go around the table and introduce ourselves.
Okay.
I'm Derek.
I'm Rocco.
And I'm Sean.
We are the three original members of Mega 64, the originals and the best.
Before all the corporate bullshit, before the crowbar group tried to get in here. Mm-hmm.
Before Mr. Garrett Field the Burn, Gary Sanders came in here doing capital gains on us.
Yeah, before he brought his... Bob Marley do into the whole mix.
Spouting off, oh, the world's getting hotter. Oh, bullshit. None of that tonight. Okay.
None of that tonight.
The originals.
Yeah. We wash our hair.
Yeah, we wash our hair. And it's Valentine's Day, and we're here with the people we love.
Yeah.
You guys.
Exactly. And
you're
so,
our Valentines.
So that's why we are proud to announce tonight is our first ever Valentine's cast.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be exciting. It's going to be sensual.
It's going to be sexual.
Yeah, we're going to talk.
It's going to get moist.
We're going to go into our sexual history a little bit.
We're
going to
go into our sexual
divulge.
Future a little bit.
We're going to
fantasize about where our bell tips may find their way in the months and years to come.
Exactly.
Sean, you got big plans for your bell tip?
Well, I only believe in fucking for religious purposes to make babies, and now I can't do it anymore, so I'm abstinent.
I'm sorry, you fuck for Christ and you're what?
I'm abstinent.
Abstinent. I, too,
abstinent.
I only believe in making love. I don't fuck, okay? I make love, and I only do it for religious purposes. And I'm a pastafarian, so whenever I'm craving Italian food, come on, baby. Happy Valentine's Day to Felipe's Pizza Grotto.
I don't do, I'm kind of the third example. I don't do either of those things. I don't really choose to or understand any of them, and I stay out of it. And so, that's a choice. I'm... the way I am because of my choice.
So where is your bell tip going to go?
Where it's always been.
I've never heard that term before.
Clean and untouched and pure.
You've never heard bell tip?
No, it's new.
I've heard bell end.
Bell end is from... I was watching Ollie G recently and I got refreshed on the term bell end. But that's how that's the British slang. That's how the nerds from across the pond like to say it.
Yeah.
Bell end.
Oh, you got a bit of a bell end.
Right,
hanging out your trousers.
Rock and roll style in America, we say bell tip, okay? If you're a fan of American rock and roll, if you're like a My Chemical Romance dude, you say bell tip. Woo!
My bell tip romance. And I'm saving that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not listening to any other albums till I'm married.
Taking back bell tip.
Anyway, so yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, we're still on. All right. Well, tonight's show is going to be good, but first things first, we have some things going on. If you roamed the world of Mega 64 this past week, then you know what you did, and you know what we did. We put out a new video this past week. We did a video about the Deadpool movie. Some weeks we do, you know, kind of a written sketch. Some weeks we do maybe something out in public, but some weeks we just show real shit. Yeah. And this week was just a legit,
realness.
Pretty much a documentary.
Keeping it real.
It was a sick kid out there who wanted to see the Deadpool movie before they went, and they hooked it up, and I think it was touching. I don't really even think there's anything funny about the video. It's just kind of, something affecting. Yeah. And real.
I agree. I don't find anything funny about the video either.
Yeah. Me neither. I feel like I had to sell my soul a little bit to put that Why? Fucking costume on.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, Sean was in the costume.
What?
I hate Deadpool. But I'm going to be real, I don't know Deadpool that much. I don't know much about Deadpool. I know he breaks the fourth wall. I know he says cocks a lot. But I don't really know much about him. I fucking hate Deadpool. But I hate Deadpool cosplayers 10,000 times more than I hate Deadpool.
That's probably the origin of the hatred.
That is the origin. I'll tell you right now, 100%.
Yeah.
I knew nothing of this until this fucking epidemic of these cosplayers started coming to these conventions, and every single time there's a fucking bit. And if you're a Deadpool cosplayer, I'm talking to you. You think you're so fucking funny when you go to these conventions and you do all these fucking humping trash cans, or you wait in line for half an hour to tell me that you have to go to the bathroom without this is the line for the bathroom. You have this whole fucking thing because you're the comedian, you're the funny guy. You wear a fucking, a Spider-Man mask and you're Deadpool. You're not fucking funny. You're not funny. I'm sorry. I see this shit all the fucking time. You're not the only one who does this. A lot of fucking people do it. Knock that shit off. Anyways, so I had to put that fucking costume on, and I just became everything that I hated. And so it was tough.
Well, we should say the whole premise of the video even stemmed from the fact that all the public information about Deadpool that we saw in front of us was that.
Yes.
It was, when you go online and you'd see people writing about the movie or cosplayers or whatever, the public-facing thing that we saw was humping trash cans or a joke about shitting or tacos.
Yes.
And so that was the premise, was that they make the video, that they make this movie based on just what they've heard about Deadpool.
Right.
Instead of
right.
digging into it.
And, yeah, and so basically, what I wanted to do was vent my frustration about the Deadpool cosplayers, more so than even the Deadpool movie, which will spawn many more Deadpool cosplayers who are going to be really fucking funny. But I just really wanted to just let everyone see what I'm seeing at every convention that we do. I see this. I mean, I'm stuck at this booth for, 10 hours a day, and I'm looking at this constantly. So I see people humping shit and rolling around the ground and going like this and going like this with their butt. I see that stuff. And I just wanted to make a video just kind of showing what this is.
I feel like the vibe got real dark as soon as Sean started talking.
Sorry.
I had a lot of fun filming that video.
Hey.
That was a fun, fun day. Where we were making each other laugh with the worst, most base humor because we went, that fits, and it was a lot of fun.
I completely agree with you, and I was laughing the entire time. Although I was, feeling stupid. Humping a porta potty, something like that. We were laughing for sure, and I did have fun doing it because we were just making each other laugh. But
well, there you go. Now you see the charm of being Deadpool.
Yeah, I think you came around.
Yeah, you had fun being Deadpool, so now you can kind of put yourself in the shoes of all the cosplayers. Maybe
it was. I can't explain to you. We do a lot of base humor. It was so base.
No, I disagree.
Well, maybe you're right, but we have done it before. But it was so easy to do this, because if I ever asked me to do it, I would just hump whatever I was around. And there it is. It's so fucking easy to do that. No wonder why everyone does it.
I think what sold, at least me, I'm not speaking for anybody else, me on the idea of doing this video is when we talked about, the sick kid wants to see a movie. Kind of like that Star Wars situation.
Right, which but, I should say, people thought we were making fun of that kid.
No, not at all.
That happens for almost every movie.
Yeah, exactly.
The studio will show someone who's in a bad spot.
I thought it was badass they showed him Star Wars. Like, that was really neat.
And I never want people to think we're ever making fun of that person or any person who's dying who wanted
to see that movie.
I was.
I was making fun of that kid. I didn't get a chance to show it off, but I was. And I got him.
Well, there you go. But anyway, I was just attracted to the concept of what if somebody wanted to see a really bizarre movie before they went, and then it got all fucked up.
Right.
Was just a funny concept. And also, he's not even really sick if you watch the whole video, but that's besides the point. But anyway.
Yeah.
But what sold me on the video specifically was when we were doing impressions of what the actual fake movie would be.
Right.
And at one point, I think, by the way, this video was written in the now closed Hometown Buffet.
Yeah.
So that was a comedy inspiration.
That video killed Hometown Buffet.
Sitting in the restaurant booth, at one point someone went, we were just giving examples of what the fake movie would sound like, and somebody went, ah, classic Deadpool. And that's what sold me on it, was someone
I'm bummed out that the line of, hey, Mr. President, is this Air Force One? Oh, now it's Air Force Two. I'm genuinely disappointed that did not make it in.
Cut that.
You made that joke on the fly while we were there, and it was like, oh, this is perfect. That's exactly what this needs to be.
Oh, bummer.
Hey, you know what I realized about the actual Deadpool movie? Now that it's out, and I've been thinking about it, I don't think I like Ryan Reynolds.
Really?
Yeah. I don't dislike Ryan.
You know what? I think he's kind of a loser.
Really?
Frankly, yeah. He was Van Wilder like 15 years ago. That's cool, I guess. What else was he?
I feel like there was a movie of his that I liked a lot. I'm trying to think of what that
is. Oh, I don't like any of the roles. I just don't hate him as a person.
You know?
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of like why
I
is...
I feel the exact same way about him as Jim Carrey.
No, Jim Carrey's a superstar compared to Ryan.
I don't think he has had one good role at all.
Jim Carrey?
Jim Carrey?
Absolutely.
Oh.
Jim Carrey will go down in history as one of...
I thought...
For what?
For what? The Truman Show?
The Truman Show.
I thought even Man on the Moon was good.
Ace Ventura. The Majestic.
Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think honestly Ace Ventura... Hey. I think Jim Carrey is a really talented physical actor. And if you go back and watch some of his early stand-up, he was doing stuff at that time which was groundbreaking. As stupid as it is now, I think he was pretty important for his time. And I don't think you could say that about Ryan Reynolds. I think Ryan Reynolds is just there. He's like, you know, available to be in a movie. He's not going to be great. He's not going to suck. He's a good-looking guy, so
I would say
good
this.
On him.
I could see the Andy Kaufman thing.
Yeah, he was good in that.
Eternal Sunshine was
a really good movie. That was shot really cool.
I like Eternal. I did like Eternal Sunshine.
It was great.
But I just don't think any of his other comedy shit. No, it's funny.
Who was in Buried? Was that Ryan Gosling?
No, that was Ryan Reynolds. Yeah.
That was Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah. I thought he was awesome in that. Yeah.
That's a great movie.
That was really good.
Yeah. And he was great in that movie. So, you know what?
I think that there are so many people who are Ryan Reynolds better than Ryan Reynolds. We don't need Ryan Reynolds. Get him out of here. Huh. We got Ryan Gosling. We got the good Ryan. Bye-bye, Ryan Reynolds. You're cool. I would be your friend, but do something else.
Interesting.
I know you're watching, so...
I don't have a problem with that.
No offense to you, Ryan Reynolds, but...
And I really... have thought about this Deadpool movie more, and it was a huge hit, and I've heard the reviews were really great. I'm still not going to see it, but I really don't care about the movie one way or the other. You know, it's the same as like the next Avengers.
Can I say something too about Jim Carrey?
Yes,
Rocco, you may not like his movies, but don't you appreciate the shit he pulls in real life?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I said from the beginning. I really like him as a person. I like Jim Carrey. I don't like his roles. I don't like the roles in his movies.
But,
there's maybe one or two. And the same thing, and that's why I said the same thing with Ryan Reynolds. I liked him in Buried. And I know there's one other thing I'm forgetting, but otherwise, I like them as people. I just don't care about them.
All right.
That's what I'm saying.
There you go.
I feel that way about Will Ferrell. I like Will Ferrell. He's not in anything that engages me at all. I know there's somebody else. But no, I think these are all really talented guys. I just don't think they're...
I like... like Will Ferrell, but he's become a caricature of himself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I really like the guy. I like Will Ferrell. Just like I really like Jim Carrey.
Yeah, I think once Will Ferrell was in Old School, he realized that's who he should be in every movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was just ever since then.
I think there. You know, this sounds like more of a knock against Will Ferrell than I intend it to be. But there's a difference between, to me, with someone who is naturally funny and someone who has to try to be funny. And that's not to say if you try to be funny, you will always fail. I mean, some people come off like, man, you're really trying to be funny. But some people try and succeed. I mean, they have to go out of who they are kind of to do it. Will Ferrell, to me, is one of those kinds of people where he has to act. He has to go out of his zone to be funny.
Hey.
He has to try.
I want to see if this changes your opinion on Ryan Reynolds, because the chat, shouts out to the chat, they're making a good point. He starred in Waiting.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Does that change your opinion at one way or another?
As I said from the beginning,
more now?
I don't like the roles that he's in. I don't mind the guy, is all I'm saying.
Thought that would push him in your favor. Anyways, so that's.
Do you think. I'm curious about this, because Deadpool's making a fucking boatload of money on its opening weekend.
Yeah, of course
it's making
a
ton.
Oh, shocker.
It's an R-rated comedy.
Yeah.
Mad Max was nominated for Best Picture and was an R-rated action movie.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we're going to start seeing more R-rated stuff come out?
Yeah.
Or do you think that this is just kind of like when The Hangover came out and it was like, oh, an R-rated comedy? You know what I mean? Do you think it's going to start a trend, or do you think it's not, just a couple of outliers?
This is interesting.
Well, you don't pick your rating. You just make your movie.
Right. But I feel like this particular movie is going to wake up a lot of people because it's an R-rated comedy, but it's also a superhero movie that's R-rated, and it's making this much money. And I think they realize now, oh, we don't have to worry about the kids. So I mean, they should, because they make more money. But like, we don't have to really always focus on the kids. We can make things more adult themes now.
But also, too, what people might not remember is about a year ago, the movie Kingsman: Secret Service made pretty good money, and that was an R-rated action movie. It wasn't even superheroes, and it was really successful. I think between, all these that are coming out, they don't. Honestly, like, to me, the biggest. I mean, when you're making a superhero thing, you still want to. Kids are going to want to see that, so you can't leave them in the dust.
Sure. Becca's bummed can't see Deadpool.
Sure, but I do think the one property that blows my mind that they haven't just bumped it into our territory is Wolverine. I don't get why there isn't an R-rated Wolverine movie. Like X-Men is another story.
Sure.
But Wolverine himself is so inherently.
Well, what are they going to add to Wolverine to make it R? Like tits and fuck?
No, I mean, just by the nature of his abilities. I mean, he has claws, and I mean, just the violent nature of who he is. They're always holding that back in the movies that come out, and it just surprises me that they do that. But that's all. If you read some of the Wolverine comics and stuff, they're just not.
Honestly think, though, you could get away with so much violence. I think that's not what pushes it towards R, because Lost shot a kid on TV.
Yeah.
And so I feel like if you can get away with that on TV, like, you can do a lot of violence in a movie.
ABC, no less. So, yeah, you're right.
But again, too, like, the conversation about ratings is always kind of weird, because you can't pick the rating for your movie. It's a secret board that assigns a rating to you.
Yeah, right. But going in, you have somewhat of an intention. Yeah. You know if you're going to try to go for the PG-13 or try to go for the R.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
The movie, I think it's on Netflix, called This Movie Has Not Yet Been Rated, is a documentary just about the rating system. It's really interesting how it is just like regular people who decide this, which, you know, determines hundreds of millions of dollars for the studio, and like one lady's like, oh yeah, it's like some mom on the PTA board is also doing rating shit. Like, how is this happening? Like, what is, who are these people? It was a super, and the thing is, it's a super like secret thing. Like, they don't say who they are. You don't know who they are. They're just like a group that gets together and decide this. It's so crazy.
My personal opinion, I find sometimes I'll hear about a movie and there's talk about like, yeah, we were really going for the R. And I find that when a movie focuses on what rating they're going to get, it's usually a garbage movie anyways.
Sure.
That's my opinion.
That's true.
Right.
That's why I just say like just focus on your movie. You're going to get whatever rating your movie gets.
The most I hear is people like, for example, that Die Hard movie, like the fourth one.
Yeah.
How they said, if you don't say motherfucker, we'll give you PG-13. So they cut it out just for that one line, which, I mean, it's an iconic line, so they fucked the whole thing up. But, like, I think the most I hear about it is when it's like, oh, NC-17, but we sell tits. So they have to they can't release an NC-17 movie. Usually, they have to get the R. So, like, they'll do whatever it takes to get that, at least. But it's all weird. It's all weird.
All I know is I remember I remember they kept wanting to, when each of the Expendables movies was coming out, I remember each one they kind of went, like, the first one came out, and that was R.
Yeah.
And it was extremely graphic and whatever, and I remember they were like, we really want to tone it back for the second one, and then everyone threw a fit, so it was R. But then the third one, they secretly made it a PG-13, and man, you see that movie, and it's like, it's all a bunch of creative ways of cutting around something happening.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah. Like, you know what I would love here? To see? If you really want to get obsessed with ratings, go for an X. You can get an X rating, and it doesn't have to be a pornography. It could just be a an X-rated movie because, you know, it's for adults only. Make the X-rated Deadpool, then you'll have me in the seat.
Whoa.
Yeah. Wow. Go hard.
Are you guys tempted at all to see this movie that the reviews have been so good?
No.
Deadpool? No.
Yeah. No.
Absolutely not.
Was me. Oh, just checking. Just seeing if anyone
I saw Guardians of the Galaxy, and I enjoyed it. But before that, I'm trying to think the last superhero movie I saw in theaters was maybe Spider-Man 3 in 2008. So
you saw Iron Man since that, though, I think.
Was Iron Man 1 after Spider-Man 3?
I think it was.
Was that 2009?
Yeah, I don't
then know. Iron Man, the first Iron Man.
I think it was after.
Mine was a second Iron Man.
So it's been a while. I feel bad, too, because I'm sure there have been really good superhero movies that have come out since then. But there was an era when they were all so fucking bad, I personally got burnt out and just lost all interest in superhero
Dark Knight
movies.
Rises was in 2012.
Oh, yeah, I did watch the Dark Knight trilogy. So I guess, yeah,
but you
2012.
Know what? Hey,
that
if
was the last
Christopher Nolan directs next Avengers, I'll see that. Like, I need to have some reason to go see these movies, and Christopher Nolan, I guess, would be that reason, so.
Honestly, any legit director. Sure. Yeah, if Paul Thomas Anderson was doing the next one, I would see
it. I would see it. Absolutely.
But anyway, yeah, but no, no I won't, I yeah.
So I'm not going to see, probably not going to see Deadpool.
I'm sure that Beckett's to the age now where I think he wants to see his movies, but like he was just a little too young. But he's getting to the age where it's going to be okay pretty soon. Mm. I'm sure I'll see them all really soon. I'm sure of it. But right now, if I
they might not. They'll probably won't be making them by that point. yeah. But anyway, yeah. Why were we talking about that? Oh, because of our Deadpool video.
Yes.
Led to
yes.
Anyway. Let's talk about.
Thank you for being in that, Eric.
Oh,
you were really
Eric,
funny.
You were great in that, and also. That's why Rocco looks all fucked up in our Fine Brothers video.
Yeah, we were right in the middle of making the Deadpool video, and we stopped to do the Fine Brothers thing, and
yeah,
that's why my eyes look all sick.
And we knew once we became the top thing on Reddit, like Deadpool and Reddit, like they love each other, and we're about to shit all over these new subscribers that we just got.
Yeah, we were cracking up. We gained like tens of thousands of subscribers. It was like, well. They will soon depart. But honestly, it looks like it hasn't happened.
No,
so
it hasn't.
Cool.
They stuck with us. Yeah. Thank you.
That was great.
Thanks.
Thank you.
We have more videos coming out to our new subscribers, so stick around. You won't hate it.
We have a bunch in the pipeline right now.
Yeah.
Everybody knows Funny Factory is in the works.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll have our very first episode. We don't have a date for it yet, but it's coming very, very soon. Sooner than you think, I'm going to wager.
Yes.
Well, now that I said that, you're probably thinking it's
tomorrow.
Coming way sooner than you
Shit.
Think. So later than you now Not think, but very soon. And we have a couple of events we're going to be going to. Should we say what our next thing is?
Yes. Hey, everybody. Surprise. Gotcha.
Check
we have a last minute addition to our panel lineup. We try to do as many conventions as we can, but there's a lot we can't go to. So something we did a few weeks ago, Kevin and Brian ran a Mega 64 booth. We couldn't be at PAX South because we were making all these new videos that are coming up. So Kevin and Brian went on their own and they ran the booth for us. And you know, it's like, okay, well, if the whole crew isn't going to be at a convention, well, it's better having them there. At least you could come get the merch, meet them, mm-hmm. stuff like that. So we're trying to do that a little more often. Just have a presence on the show floor, even if we're all not there. Something that worked out last minute is we will have a booth at C2E2 in Chicago at the end
Woo!
Of March.
Our first time in Illinois.
Yes.
How about that?
We'll have a booth there.
I've been to Illinois before.
fuck, sorry.
I went there on a layover.
I spoke, well,
I've,
too.
Yeah. I've been to Poo Pooville.
Yeah.
All right, I made that up. I've never been to Illinois. Sorry.
I feel like if you stay in the airport, you don't, you're not really there. Is that how you feel about this?
Yeah,
like,
no, I can't. I'm on the ground.
Yeah. Airport, yeah. The airport's in
Once
Illinois.
Once you leave the airport, then you're there.
So
in my
what it's anyway. Looking like right now, this is tentative. This is very tentative. It was a last-minute decision just to have a booth there. And so it's looking like it looks like Kevin and I think Eric, are you going to be there?
Yeah. Eric,
Kevin and Eric are going to run the booth for us and hold it down. We're gonna be all over the place filming some other stuff, but we're gonna try. There's a chance that was a last minute choice, but then an even more last minute choice is some of us might show up later in the con to just hang out at the booth. Like me and Derek might be there. I don't know. We'll keep you posted, but it's looking
I wanna
like...
I want to go because I want to get a Chicago slice.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I do too.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do. But I'm
and
nervous.
Chicago dog.
I'm nervous because I've never been to Chicago. I don't know anything about it. I hear they refer to it as Chirac. And that scares the bejesus out of me.
Yeah, that's creepy.
So, like, I don't know if I'm going to be leaving the convention center or if I'm going to be ordering some pizza. Fill me in. Give me the safety tips.
Give us the Chicago tips.
Podcast question of the week. What is the safety procedures for navigating Chicago? Because I'm fucking scared to go there. Okay, because I hear it's scary.
Yeah, email podcast at Mega 61.
Obama's from Chicago.
They're saying it's in Rosemont. I have no idea what that means. That could be good. I think that's probably good.
I'm going to wager bet.
Rosemont, Illinois.
Somebody says Chirac is home of ISIS, so fuck.
Oh, my God.
Chisis?
Chisis?
ISIS?
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Don't go south in Chicago. I can only head one direction?
Well, there's three other directions other than south.
Yeah, but I don't want to risk it. I'm going north, and that's maybe it. Northeast.
North or nothing.
North or nothing.
Nerf or nothing.
All right, well, email us the tips if you know anything about Chicago. Tell us what to do. They filmed Dark Knight Returns again in Chicago.
They did film that movie.
We could, like, recreate scenes from the best Batman movie.
Rises? Or...
No, Returns Again.
No.
Returns Again?
Dark Knight Returns
Dark
Again.
Dark Knight Returns Again.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were a fucking movie buff.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Batman Returns Again.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Dark Knight Returns Again.
Sorry, it's not some Japanese film.
Could have been.
Rocco-san.
Toriyama didn't direct this one.
Sorry, Batman is not a Power Ranger. Rocco-san. Okay.
It's all right.
Anyways, C2E2. We'll see you there.
Yeah, we'll see you there too.
And we'll eat two pizza with you. We'll probably have a fan meetup at a pizza
place. Yeah, we should. I don't think we're going to have a panel there or anything because this is such a last-minute decision. I don't think we're in their schedule. But, yeah, we'll have to do something, some kind of meetup or something fun.
Yeah.
Like that. We'll do like
we'll recreate a scene from Dark Knight Returns again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll do like the Joker breakout scene. We'll be the Joker in the stolen police car.
Yeah.
Rocco will be leaning out the window.
No, we'll recreate the pencil trick at our booth.
Yes!
You want to see a pencil disappear? And then we'll have lucky fans.
Lucky only
fans.
The luckiest.
Yeah, that's kind of lame, though. Like, I would rather have Jared Leto do something. Like,
Leto trick.
It's going to, whatever he's going to cook up is going to be way better than the stupid pencil magic trick. Thank you. I am so psyched for Suicide Squad. Fuck!
Now, okay, another serious question.
Yeah?
Deadpool made a shitload of money. Will Suicide Squad make a shitload of money?
Yes.
Look, do you think it... Sean, do you honestly think it won't?
It's... Let me clear the confusion for everybody in the world.
Okay.
Garbage movies will make money, so we will continue to get more garbage. That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
I think really interesting movies make a lot of people like feel bad when they watch them, or they're kind of like long and boring because they're so interesting, and they don't make that much money, you know. And I can't explain why that is, but that's the way it is. There you go.
All right. Well, I don't mind that Deadpool made money. It doesn't affect me. I think I would.
No.
I'd be bummed out if Suicide Squad is like number one.
Yeah, I think that
out.
Because to me, you know, Deadpool. I'm more affected by the ancillary things.
Yeah, the cosplayers and stuff.
The movie itself, let it be. I don't really give a shit. But Suicide Squad has been a thing in which a studio has rammed it up my ass so many times that it's like, just don't, stop, leave me alone, leave me alone! That yeah, I'll be a little more affected by that. But okay. I've already accepted it. It's going to. I've already lost.
Suicide Squad is the boyfriend you never wanted, and now you can't get rid of him. Yeah. Jared Leto just came into your house one day, and he's like, you and me, we're a couple. And I'm going to fuck you good. And maybe you don't want that, but what can you do? He's there. He ain't leaving.
Lord.
And he works out. So he's kind of attractive, but he's also buff. Well, what do we do in this situation? How do we get Leto out of our house? Podcast question of the week. Email us.
Get him out of here.
We're talking...
Sorry. Hey, Derek. This movie is directed by... written and directed by David Ayer, who also wrote Fast and Furious, the first one.
Tight.
And Training Day.
Sick.
And SWAT and Fury. What do you think of those credits going into Suicide Squad? Does that mean anything? That he had anything to do with Training
Day?
Didn't
he do End of Watch?
Yes.
Because I like that a lot.
I did not like Training Day.
I told Rocco, he's never seen Training Day. I think Rocco would really like Training Day.
I'll check it out.
I think that's a Rocco kind of movie. I like Training Day. It's enjoyable. But of the things you listed, Training Day is my favorite.
I agree.
Training Day does not equal Suicide Squad.
I agree.
Was Fury good?
No. Fury.
I didn't hear very good stuff.
Fury was the single worst World War II movie I have ever seen.
Whoa.
Ever.
I thought that was Inglourious Basterds before that.
Fury is worse.
Okay.
And before Inglourious Basterds, it was A Thin Red Line.
Right.
Fury is so contrived and pretentious. It sucks. Okay. It's just depressing. And no offense to David Ayer, but that's how I felt about Fury. So there you go.
I didn't know he did Fury. That's crazy.
Did you see Fury, Eric?
No.
Oh.
No, I didn't. I didn't think it looked very good.
It was all like war is hell, and then like
all the characters look like they were really one dimensional.
They are really one dimensional. They're all really stereotypical. The stuff is like I don't even know how to describe it.
It looked like it was made by a guy who had watched a lot of other World War II movies. Yeah. And went, I'm just going to cherry pick all the things that I like. And
exactly,
kind of put
it was very cherry picked. There was stuff that was like excessively violent to display that war is hell, but it didn't feel true. It felt really like, oh yeah, like good on it. Yeah, you put that in there.
Felt like it was proving a point to prove a point.
Very contrived is the only word I can say. So yeah, I didn't really like Fury.
Okay.
You know what? That's it. Suicide Squad is going to make a ton of money. It's going to be a huge success. There's going to be a sequel. I know that. I've made peace with that. So,
okay.
What else is there to say?
We should take a break from shitting on movies. I think we've done too much.
Too much shitting?
I think we've shat ourselves.
Okay, well,
we've shat ourselves.
What do we like here?
Yeah, what movies have you seen that you liked?
I haven't seen, like, oh, I finished Bridge of Spies. That was pretty good.
I liked it.
Yeah, I dug that.
But, you know, I was telling Rocco, that, for me, couldn't fail. Like, I mean, it could have, I guess. But, like, Coen Brothers wrote it, Spielberg directed it, and it starred Tom Hanks. Those are things that I love.
Yeah, yeah.
So it just seemed
all
like
of those were in action. Yeah.
It would have been a huge fuck up if I didn't like this movie. And I liked it. So
it was good. It was a little simple, but when it was over, it was like, okay, there's a good reason for this story being told. And you said this I think a week or two ago, but it made sense why the Coen Brothers didn't make it themselves. Mm-hmm. It had a very definitive point that came out of all of it and things like that, and so I could see them. Not.
It was wrapped with like a nice little bow at the end.
Kind of, yeah.
And that's
yeah.
not their style.
Hey, has anybody else seen Hail Caesar?
No, I really want to, but I've not seen that.
Shit, I want to talk more about it, but I don't want to spoil it for you guys.
Have you seen Revenant yet?
Did you review it at all on the podcast before?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did. Okay.
But there are some things I wanted to say, but it's going to give away plot points, and I know you guys want to see it, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm doing you guys a favor, but it's. I feel like there's a layer to that movie that people aren't talking about, and I find it excessively interesting, and I can't wait to talk about it with you guys, but you got to see it first.
Well, Dr. Ryan says it is total fucking garbage, so that's his review of Hail Caesar.
Well,
It's no bad teacher. I mean, we can all agree on that.
We can all agree on that.
Wasn't there going to be a Bad Teacher TV show? What happened with that?
I feel bad for Dr. Ryan.
No.
He dug his own grave. Because Bad Teacher is just a low blow at this point.
Yeah.
And I can't resist it. I can't resist it.
Wasn't there going to be a Bad Teacher show, and then there was like Bad Judge, or like what's going on with the Bad Trilogy?
I had an idea for a new Bad movie that would be fucking good.
Yeah.
Really? Legitimately.
I'm ready.
So there was Bad Santa.
Yeah.
Which is pretty funny.
I didn't see that.
Bad Santa's pretty funny. It's, honestly, it's a hard pill to swallow, but once you get into it, it's an enjoyable movie. I like Bad Santa. Bad Teacher, I'll admit
Bad Teacher, the TV show aired? Wow, sorry.
Yeah, I never saw Bad anyway. Teacher. Yeah. I just like to make fun of it. I assume it's bad. Maybe it's really fucking
Maybe
good.
Great.
Maybe the sun will never come up again. Here's my idea for a new Bad movie. Bad Princess, and Ooh. It's about a Disney princess
Oh.
who's real bad.
Ooh.
That sounds like a show that would be on the CW.
It's called The Descendants.
Well, here's the thing. I saw this video. I saw the most awkward video this week, and it was a guy dancing with Cinderella at a park, or maybe it was Sleeping Beauty. It was one of the princesses. I think it was Sleeping Beauty, and he was singing Once Upon a Dream to her, staring right into her eyes. I love you. I walked with you once upon a dream. Doing all the Disney schmooze.
Yeah.
And this poor fucking princess had to go along with this guy's bit. Danced with him. And when the song was all done, she like put her hands on his face like she was going to kiss him. It was just like, this is the most wonderful day. Yeah. And hugged him. And people were like clapping and filming it. And I just felt like, something inside of me died. Can grown-ups stop pretending that the princesses at Disneyland are real? I understand if you're a kid and it's like, whoa, they're Cinderella. But if you're old enough to know better, that's an actual person. It's not a princess. I don't think you're doing her any favors.
I see stuff like that too. And the thing that always cracks me up is seeing the huge line of kids who are like just waiting, like, when do I get to take my picture?
No, that's it. It's like, if you're a little kid, it's really special to meet Cinderella.
Yeah.
If you're an adult, you're just wasting the children's time. You know it's not Cinderella. We know you know it's not Cinderella. Drop the fucking bit.
Yeah.
Grow a pair.
Yeah.
It was just so cringy.
Yeah, that's
but cool. Watching that video, like, I felt so bad for that princess, and I felt like, this chick, when she gets off work, just must fucking cut loose. Like, you gotta shake that shit off. And that's what I got the idea for Bad
that
Princess.
That probably happens a lot, too, to them. They get that weird shit a lot.
I bet you what's worse is, like, creepy older guys who are, just love to stalk the princesses. I feel like that has to be, like, one of the worst jobs on Earth.
I would love a book about just what the princesses have to go through on a daily basis. I bet it's a fucking nightmare.
Yeah,
it's
that would be good.
I bet it's one of the worst jobs on Earth.
Well, there was an article written by a guy who was Jack Sparrow, if you remember that.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about that on the podcast years ago.
Yeah.
And he told his whole story, and there were women, like, propositioning for sex and all kinds of stuff, and that's just, you know, Jack Sparrow.
Yeah.
The princesses, I bet, have seen shit you can't even.
Yeah.
There's got to be some kind of book.
It must be cool to be like, to see a little girl thinking that you're Cinderella and like giving you a hug, you know.
Sure,
like,
I'm sure there's. That's
every job, Sean, every job has high points.
Yeah, but then like.
But you know what? You know, there's stories of I was Cinderella and some guy grabbed my butt and out of nowhere. Fucking Disney commandos come out of the bushes with Bowie knives and hack this guy apart. I want to hear the dark side of Disney.
Yeah.
Anyways. Cool. That's fucking crazy. I thought about that. Anyways.
So that's my idea for a movie.
Okay,
the Bad Trilogy concludes Bad Princess.
I want to see Dirty Grandpa. I want to see Bad Grandpa.
Hey, what happened?
I want to see.
What else can happen with grandpas?
I know you said you want to stop shitting on movies. I feel like it got to a point now where I just have to avoid Robert De Niro like the plague and just like whatever he's in, just like walk away from it.
Yeah,
he's
that
in like
guy,
the worst movies.
No shit. That guy is
Dirty Grandpa looks
funny.
I mean, I can't think of an actual movie he's been in the last 10 years that's like not shit.
He's an incredible actor and is now a red flag on a movie.
Yeah.
I won't see it if he's in it.
No.
It's gone that far.
That's crazy.
Well, he directed a legitimate movie a few years ago, but nobody saw it. The Good Shepherd.
Oh, I didn't see it. There you go, bro. One of the many.
So now he's doing Dirty Grandpa.
I guess so.
Oh, man.
What else? Hillary!
She's gonna get ya, and you're gonna love it. And she's gonna do things to you you never saw coming. Hillary!
And that's the political section for the night.
The best part about this is when Derek said, "All right, Hillary on here, and you'll see what I do later." And that, I just saw it.
Hillary.
I liked it.
Hillary. If Hillary isn't a president next year, then everybody is racist.
Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, have fun. Bigots.
Yep.
Hey, real quick, speaking of bigotry, I want to give a shout out to our sponsors this week. I'm talking about
our sponsors are here to fight bigotry, okay?
That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They're funding our battle.
Against it. Okay.
That's what I meant.
Gotcha.
I want to thank our sponsors this week. The guys over at Kickapoo Joy Juice. Go to drinkkickapoo.com and you will find yourself an amazing, astounding, incredible soft drink. You will take a sip and you will taste what God intended tastes to taste like.
Nice.
That's right. Kickapoo Joy Juice is the soda for you and the soda for a generation. You can go and get some for yourself. Drinkkickapoo.com. You could follow Drink Kickapoo on Twitter, and you will get updates on where the sodas are at the moment. They will give you, if you tweet at them, they could probably give you coordinates to where you can find a bottle at that second.
Whoa.
Let's say the doctor said you needed cold soda or else you're going to die.
Yeah.
They will probably tell you where to get some. They're probably going to tell you that they're at Beverages and More, mm-hmm. BevMo for all you people who don't have time to say it all, or on Amazon even. They've got them on there. So get your Kickapoo today and drink up and live it up.
Okay.
Hashtag live moss.
All right. So I just had a thought.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
When he was president, got a BJ in the White House.
Nice.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to Bill. Mm. So, I think in the interest of fairness, when Hillary becomes president, one free that equivalent to the vagina.
She's going to, I think her, whatever, yeah.
Whatever that term is.
However that works,
suck,
get on it.
Suck job.
Hello, excuse me? Cunnilingus, please.
Exactly. Sure. And I want to volunteer Hillary. Just throwing that out there. Monica Lewinsky, still famous to this day.
Derek Akostinsky.
Just throwing that out there.
Your move, Hillary.
Ball's in your court, Hill.
Oh, no.
Anyways, what else? The Witness.
Yeah. I don't want to be witness to that. Hey, real quick, I want to say, just that reminds me while we're still in the sponsorship portion of our endorsement part of our podcast.
Back to the sponsors.
Real quick, I want to say thank you to everybody who ordered this week from shop.mega64.com, your online store for all Mega 64 goods and items. This past Friday, I meant to put some up and I didn't, but we have our posters, our hats posters. Those went up on sale on Friday. I detailed this on our website and you can read it for yourself, but basically these hacker posters were meant to be exclusive for PAX South.
Yeah.
And the online hype, people were like, "Oh, these posters are so funny. Oh, these are great. Oh, cool." Whatever. There was a lot of hype online to get them. Took them to the show, and I guess I'm speaking for Kevin. He's behind the camera right now. But at the booth, it was a confusing situation. It was, when is this? Oh, is this a real event? Where is this? I think somebody in a cybercrime department stopped by?
Worked for the military.
Somebody who worked for military in the Department of Cybercrime stopped by and was like, when's this going down? What's going on with this? It just didn't land in the way that we wanted it to. The whole thing was just a mess.
It's all a mess.
But the whole time that's going on, people online are like, oh, I wish I could get this. I wish I could get this. So it's like, fuck it. It's online now. So Friday it went up on sale. I will say this. We still have them in stock, but far more than half, maybe two-thirds have been sold. So you don't have a lot of time left. I would get on that if you want it. But we also put our Cute Boy shirt back on sale, the baseball kind of cut tee. That's back on. And so any of those items, plus there's a whole bunch that's on there. Our box set is back in stock, our Blu-ray box set. So check that stuff out.
Yeah.
Shop.mega64.com. Anyway, check that out. Anyway, back to...
what were we talking about?
Eating.
Yeah, delicacies. Fine dining, gourmet, presidential puss. Anybody play any video games this week?
Yes. Yeah. I kept hearing about it. I had no knowledge of it ahead of time. And then a bunch of people that I know were telling me about it. I was like, what the hell is this? So I downloaded The Witness. The Witness is now on the PS4. It is the next game by the guy who created Braid.
Oh, cool.
I made a joke in a video a long time ago. I called him Jonathan Braid, and I said his name was Blow. But I think his name is Jonathan Blow, and the game was Braid. I think about that joke. That joke is still lodged in my head, so I still make that mistake. Anyway, The Witness is out now. This is a game that is very... I don't know if I want to compare it to Myst.
What's it look like? What are the aesthetics?
You're fully 3D. It's fully 3D.
Okay.
You are suddenly... I haven't beaten it yet, but you are dropped... You're dropped in the middle of this island.
Okay.
And it's fully 3D. You're walking around. And to get through things, it's like, I can't open this door, but there's a panel right here. And you interface with it, and there's a puzzle. It's like, move this thing and try to cover all the dots.
That's very missed.
Okay. Dude. Oh, it powered the thing. Wait, there's another cable going there. What is that? Does that activate something? Okay, let me look on this panel. Oh, it's another puzzle. It's all puzzles. It's puzzles within puzzles. Like, you solve this puzzle, and that makes this turn on, but how do I get this other thing? It's just, you're exploring an island and trying to solve puzzles to progress through it.
Do you like it?
I have really been enjoying it, yes. They are right on... I was told by a lot of people, oh, it's going to make you feel stupid. It's going to make you feel so stupid. I've had a few moments like that. I don't know. There's certain puzzles you're better at than others. I tried to play the Professor Layton games, and I felt like a moron. I was like, oh my God, I'm dumb. I never knew I was this dumb. Like, that got me. This game, I don't know. I'm really enjoying it. There's some that stump me, but it's my kind of puzzle. I don't know. I'm figuring them out. I'm looking at them, and just a lot of them I'm getting in one try. Like, this was something I can excel at. Some people won't, but again, like, Professor Layton, that was something that a lot of people loved. And I felt like I was getting stabbed in the brain every time. So, you know, try it out for yourself. The one thing that's a little hard to swallow with the game is it's $40.
Whoa.
It's $40 and it's digital.
Yeah.
I think a disc is coming later. However, it's 100% worth it. I mean, I could easily see this being a $60 game on a disc. But it only existing in digital right now and it being $40, I know a lot of people are like, oh, I don't know. But if it was out in retail, it would be at least worth that. So if that's really a stumbling block for you, I would say wait for the disc to come out maybe. But I thought it was totally fine. So anyway, yeah, I'm really enjoying it, but I haven't completed it yet. So I guess I'll
What's that available on?
Right now, only PS4. Okay. I can't remember if it's coming to PC or not. But I know, at least for right now, Sony has an exclusive.
Well, if it comes to PC, it will not stay $40.
Has a sale right now, I think, and it worked out because we always play Fibbage at my house. But it got to the point now, like, we've gotten to every question, like, we know all the answers.
Okay.
And I was like, is there like another pack for this? Because I know everything, and there was, and it was on sale, and there was like five other games with it, and it was $7. Right now, so
damn.
If you like Fibbage, you should, or you don't even know what it is,
that was
definitely
cool.
Get Fibbage. It's an awesome party game is to play. Cool.
When you find those flash sales on PS4,
yeah,
those can be killer. Like, yeah, you can really find some stuff, like games that you didn't even know you wanted to play for like $4. It's awesome.
I would have gotten it. I would have gotten that Fibbage for the, I think it's the $7 I paid for it, but I got four other games on top of it, which I haven't played yet, but I'm super stoked. So, anyways.
I was going to say, too, I'm being told Witness is on PC now.
Tight.
I
might check it out.
So, anyway, it was really cool.
That's cool.
Where it is so far. I was going to say, too, just real quick, I also finally completed, I said I was doing this, I was streaming and playing Final Fantasy VII, the original game.
Yeah.
And I beat it just, like, last week. I never thought I would do that. I streamed the entirety of the RPG. Like, I made quick work of it because I've played it before and I knew, you know, generally where to go, or people helped me. So I beat it maybe 30 hours, but still, I streamed the entire thing. I'm putting it up piece by piece on my personal channel. It was a lot of fun. It was really cool. And that game holds up. There's a lot of people who will throw nostalgia on it. Like, oh, it's good because you remember it from this, but it really isn't that. The nostalgia layer works in the sense that, I mean, it's visually hard to look at nowadays, so you kind of do have to have a nostalgia to kind of accept the story through that vessel. But the story itself is better than the container it's in. And that's why I think people are so thirsty for this remake.
I think that game came out in like 1997.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was a good year for video games.
Yeah.
I feel like it was the end of the era at the time for those consoles, and they kind of like crystallized into what they were. Like, because Castlevania Symphony of the Night came out at the same time, and like that was like the height of the PlayStation, and there's a lot of PlayStation games from that era that are still fun today.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, Final Fantasy VII was fun to play. Again, it's technical, the technical level is where it's crippled. Yeah. And I think for that reason it's cool we're getting a remake. But the story is as timeless as ever, man. And you realize there's people who to this day will still say, yeah, but the ending is so incomplete. You didn't get to see this. You didn't get to see that. And man, when you beat it now, I mean, now that I'm as old as I am, I beat it and I just go, well, yeah, that's you at 12 not knowing about how to not say things or how to keep something subtle or not. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to spell everything out. I saw Dead or Alive in the chat, so I almost said that. Final Fantasy VII is good at these little moments. That's what made it really good. But when you're 12, you're just like, well, show me. You didn't show me what happened. They don't need to.
Yeah.
And that's what was really, I don't know, the story of it all and the experience of playing it was just as fun as ever.
1997, 1998, you get Final Fantasy VII, Castlevania Symphony of the Night. 98, you get Metal Gear Solid.
Okay, time.
Ocarina of Time, you get Resident Evil around that era. That might be a little bit earlier.
Yeah, it's all give or take.
No, excuse me. Resident Evil 2 came out in 98. I think that's a pretty good era for games.
Around 98, okay.
Yeah, the first one I think
it's all in that general area.
First one I think was 96, second one was 98. Because I remember 8th grade, 9th grade. The games. Tony Hawk came out that era.
Resident Evil 2, January 1998.
Tony Hawk. I know my shit.
You know, there's certain games that I always feel like came out longer ago. There's certain games that feel like, oh, it's only yesterday that this came out. No, it wasn't. It was 10 years. Oh, my God. But then there's certain ones that I feel are older.
Yeah.
Resident Evil, like, 2 and stuff, that's one of those. I feel like, what? In my brain, that's fucking 94. I mean, I know it wasn't, but you know what I mean? Like,
no way.
It feels so long ago, and it was like, oh, it's only 98.
I have so many distinct memories of, like, my friends playing that, watching it.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Sure. But for me, the biggest one is Ocarina of Time. Ocarina of Time, I felt like, and I think what it was is I was looking at media from it for so many years. That game, people will not. So many people don't remember the amount of delays that game went through. I mean, I remember getting the Nintendo years before the 64 came out, hearing, oh, 3D Zelda is coming to it. 3D, and it's like, oh, shit. And getting the 64, and then it was like, where's Zelda? Where is it? They said there's going to be one. And it was years past that. I think, did that come out end of 98? Ocarina of Time? End of 98?
I thought I think, if I am not mistaken, it was like March.
November 98.
November 98.
November area.
Sure. Also, too, like, around that time, a little game came out called WWF Warzone.
Goddamn right.
And every wrestling game since that game has just been standing on the shoulders of Warzone.
98.
That kind of set the pace for what wrestling games would be.
Oh, games in general.
Forever. All games. Anyways, good era.
That was a good era. Yeah. I always, I remember specifically Zelda being out in late 98 because it was November and I remember reserving it. They did reservations just for that game, I guess, at Target. And for some reason I chose that store and then I went in to get it and they went, oh, we decided we're going to save them for Black Friday.
Oh,
and it was
cute.
Like, oh, fuck you. Are you serious?
That sucks.
Anyway.
Yeah, you know, you're right.
Hey, I just want to, people in the chat say No Mercy is better than Warzone. I agree, but No Mercy built off of what Warzone started.
Yeah, I like None Mercy better.
None Mercy.
Me too.
What else? Sean, you going to shut us down?
I don't have to if you got something else you want to talk about.
Yeah, Sean, The Amazing Race.
Sean was going to say something. You've been trying to say something.
Oh, it was about Ocarina of Time and how I realized that you were right. I was the first year of high school. And I remember that now. But
yeah.
I kind of confused. It was whatever. I was in high school, which is I'm having a really tough time, a really hard time with the fact that 2006 was a decade ago. That like really is fucking with me. Because I remember so vividly us filming videos and doing things, and it's like that being a decade ago is really fucking freaking me out lately. Anyways,
do lots of cool stuff now because time slips by you.
Fucking shit.
Into the future. Rest in peace, the Eagles.
Rest in peace.
The Eagles, you're endangered.
What's his name? Johnny Eagle.
No, I was going to say that I saw The Amazing Race. Bernie Burns, our friend, is on that show. And I was going to say that I legitimately like that show, whether he's on it or not. I just like that show. I watched it with the family a lot. And I dig it. So check it out.
All right, but let me ask you. I've never seen The Amazing Race.
Yes, please ask me.
You know Bernie personally in real life.
I do.
Is he the same on the show as he is in real life?
It's only been one episode, but from what I've seen, yes. But, I mean, it's, you know, he's probably had a total of, like, 3 minutes of screen time.
Oh, okay. All
so
right.
So I can't, like, give you a full...
Because you watch a lot of reality TV, and you have said... Oh, they edit those shows. Like, they make everybody look fucking terrible.
Yeah, they do.
So I'm wondering, like, is Bernie going to come out looking like Bernie?
I had this talk with Emma. And the reality shows that I watch, I think, are Amazing Race. And I've seen other ones that, you know, Ginny and Emma will watch. Or Survivor, that kind of stuff. That's not for me. But with the Amazing Race, there's always a group that they make you fucking hate. They make you hate these people. And I was thinking, like, what if that's Bernie? What if I fucking hate Bernie in this show? I think you have to be an actual asshole for you to make it, you know, come off as an asshole on the show. I'm sure they edit things to make you look worse, but he's going to be good. Anyways, check it out if you want to watch our friend Bernie Burns on The Amazing Race. That's all.
What has he done so far on it?
He went to Mexico City and he built a pinata firework and he lit it on fire and it blew up in fireworks. And then he went to a cave and he solved a puzzle inside of a cave. It's pretty cool.
Sounds like real life Zelda.
Sounds like a shitty TV show.
You
know what, Rocco? Once you said that, I instantly agreed. And I think if you watch that show, it's bad for you.
No, I like that show. It's fun to watch. It's them racing around doing little things all over the world. It's fun.
Oh,
it's
breaks
super
my heart.
Fun.
Breaks my heart. You're making me sad.
No, it's a fun.
I'm just imagining watching people do that. Ugh.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
What?
It's depressing.
Oh.
I think conceptually the show has a romantic... It has this sweeping nature of like, oh, we're going here in the world, we're going there in the world.
Yeah.
But they do that, and then what do they do when they get to those places? All right, tie knots.
But... Yeah.
All right, lick 30 balloons. My tongue is so dry.
Wait a minute.
All right, let's go to Zimbabwe.
But wait. It's like...
Let's go to Zimbabwe.
I see what you're saying, and... To be honest,
I'm just giving you a hard time.
No, but to be honest, you're not all wrong here. but my point is, it's like, hey, they build these things tying knots in Mexico City to make this thing. So do what they do.
Sure,
it's always representative of what these people actually do there. But yeah, I get it. It's almost a caricature.
I do want to see. Are there any other great YouTubers in it? Because I like Bernie, but I think I could probably only watch his parts.
That's the really hard part. Is that it is only social media people this season, or Instagram, or some people who are other YouTubers. I don't know. Cool. That's beyond me.
Mom and dad are going to love them.
Instagram 50 different piles of dirt. Here you go.
You did it! It's not... I don't necessarily get all that stuff. But, yeah, I only know Bernie. But there's a couple people that's really fucking annoying. So...
Who? Name them.
I don't know their names. I will later, Eric.
The only one I know that besides Bernie is Tyler Oakley.
Tyler Oakley is
the guy who...
Who's Tyler Oakley? The
guy with the glasses.
Oh, no, he's... I think he...
Wow, clever name.
I don't know him.
you ever met Michael Rolex? The other guy's watch.
Stephen Ray-Ban's in the show.
Is I Justine in it or no?
No.
Her feet would get too stinky.
Sorry, all you feet lovers. But anyway,
that's a reference. I don't know to what. You let me know.
That's a callback to
I'm just meme spouting.
When I saw, I saw comments on one of her videos where it was like foot fetish people, and they were going, "Oh yeah, get your feet real stinky." Yeah. It's like, oh, man.
That's yikes.
Anyway. That's horrible. But anyway.
People should remove their feet.
Oh. Yeah. I think that's time, guys. I think we did it.
Yeah, we got some more things to say.
We do.
Well, Aaron was giving me the wrap-up symbol, so I was trying to wrap up gracefully.
Sure.
Let you know it's an hour.
Hey, I real quick just wanted to say, I watched a documentary on Daft Punk Unchained, I think is what it's called, which... is a strange title. Were they shackled?
Yeah.
Are they beasts? I don't really get the Unchained.
They're free now.
Are they Django's friends? Like, who are they? I don't know what that is. But it was a documentary on Daft Punk. It was pretty good. There really wasn't anything in it that was mind-blowing. Honestly, it was like, I know all this stuff. I mean, if you follow Daft Punk, you probably knew most of it. But it was kind of neat. The one thing I will say was kind of neat was them talking about how the tour changed so much overnight. When they played their show at Coachella, they didn't even show it to their manager. Wow. Like their manager, they kept asking for more and more money from Coachella, and then they built this, as we know what it is now, this giant LED pyramid. But this came at a time when LED was not that common, so they had to talk to every distributor in America that made LEDs. Like, hey, we have this one company making a side of this pyramid. Could you make the other side?
Wow.
You know, stuff like that. And their manager would come into their warehouses. Hey, what are you guys working on? Nothing? No? Guys, we're in like 4 days. We're playing. But that's okay. I guess don't show me. All right. You know, just like, whoa. They just wouldn't do anything. And it was that element of surprise that blew everyone. When they initially did their show, and it just became, overnight, they became legendary, kind of, you know?
Huh.
And they even had an album right before that didn't do that great, but it was just that act that after that they became legend. Anyway, it's pretty cool. Check that out, but again, it wasn't really that mind-blowing outside of a couple things. Interesting to see some of the footage they got, though. Anyway, was there anything else? Yeah, I don't know if there was.
No, it's everything.
Thank you everybody for
watching
this week. Real quick, I want to say, this week, Game Trailers closed its doors.
It did.
Yeah, our friends at GameTrailers.com, that site finally ended this week. I say finally, like I was like counting down to it. I wasn't, but, it closed down this week. The thing is most of who we knew there left. Almost everybody we knew there when they were sold by Viacom a year ago, that's when they left, and that's when we had really no connection with them. There's one guy I know that was still there, Brandon, who was one of the founders of the site, and I wish him the best. I hope, I'm sure he's going to get some awesome job in another great place, but we see him all the time. Honestly, he comes to Disneyland almost every game days, not even on purpose. He's there and he'll be wearing a Mega 64 shirt and he's come across me more than once and has gone, wait, did I come on the fucking Mega 64 day again? Like, it's pretty funny. But anyway, he's a great guy. He was still there and I wish him the best.
Yeah.
But everybody else we knew there kind of had already moved on.
You know, even that everyone mostly left, I still have a soft spot in my heart for them.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they put food on my table. They help, you know, us do what we do. So,
exactly.
Sorry to see them go.
Yeah. But
that's one more down and we're still fucking
it's
here.
It's a vast
the cockroaches
post-apocalyptic wasteland out there on the internet, but as Sean said, the cockroaches continue to stay alive. Mega 64 will not be eradicated.
When all others die, we will still be scuttling over the dirt, licking up the crumbs.
Exactly.
So that's a very Kafkaesque experience.
But I do wish everyone there the best. Even though, like I said, I only know the one guy there now, I still wish everybody else there the best. I don't mean for them to all go to hell or anything. I'm just saying in general.
Sure.
Rest in peace, game trailers.
Rest in peace.
When is the cockroach shirt coming out? Good question from the chat. We're working on it.
Currently.
I would love to do like a reference to the metamorphosis where it's us turning into cockroaches.
Animorphs. Remember those books?
Remember the book where a guy turns into a cockroach? The Metamorphosis?
That probably fucking happened in that book.
Can someone do an Animorphs cover with the three of us turning into roaches?
Oh, yeah. Can someone do that?
I'll put that. I will feature that on our Twitter tonight.
Whoa!
I will do it.
That's a rockabilly promise.
Or the Metamorphosis. Either one of those books. Go ahead.
Hey, Eric, is there a copy of a Blu-ray on your desk? Can you toss that over? Hey, I wanted to say real quick, too. Our friends at Funimation...
That wasn't even close to you, Derek. Calm down.
Our friends at Funimation this past week put out, finally, after years of sitting, waiting, twiddling our thumbs, finally we got
something.
Evangelion 3.33, the third movie in the four new Evangelion movie series, rebuild series. It's finally out in the United States of America. Without further ado, there's a book inside. There's all kinds of stuff. They're not paying us to promote this. They're not whatever. We genuinely like all the people at Funimation. Our good friend Justin out there, he's a real legitimate friend of ours. He didn't ask us to plug this or anything like that. I'm plugging it because I like the show and I like them. So you're going to have to deal with my plugs. Guess what? Go buy this right now. Yeah, Evangelion, it's out. We all got some copies, and we have some extras. I think we should give this away.
Thank you. I got it. I finally got it. Can't wait to fucking watch it.
No,
I don't think you're going to understand it.
Eric, I can guarantee you that I won't because I'm fucking stupid, but I will still watch it. Oh, yeah, what were you going
to say? Oh, yeah. You're not going to watch this. We're going to give it away to someone out there. I think what we should do.
Yeah.
When we ship the hats, is in like cardboard box.
Yeah,
I think we should drop this into one of them.
Okay.
So hey, somebody buying a hat out there this week, our snapback hat.
Yeah.
Let's just drop this in one.
Okay.
But you should make a note when you buy it. I love Evangelion because if you're just some rando who doesn't know the show, you're gonna be lost.
Yeah.
So okay. Anyway. All
right. So put the note in with your order to be entered into the contest to get the free copy of the game.
Put a note that says of the movie. Put a note that says, I like Ava. Okay.
Okay. Cool.
Anyway.
Well, thanks for watching, guys. And as Deadpool would say,
I'm hungry.
Fuck, 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 cock, 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 fuck, 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 cock, 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 fuck, 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 cock, cock, cock,
I said no more shitting on that.
Fuck, fuck, cock, cock, shit, shit, shit.
Let's end on a positive note. This was the Valentine's show, and we barely talked about.
You kiss your children with that mouth? Wow.
Let's end the show on something sexual and romantic. Go ahead. On him first. So it's not a negative note. You know what I mean? Go.
I don't know what to do.
Something sexual and romantic. Sean's lost.
Valentine's thing.
He's fucking dumbstruck.
Say something you got planned. Like what are you going
to
do?
This is like Greek to him. Oh, what's he supposed to do? Sexual and romantic.
Something sexual you're going to do with your wife.
Why doesn't he just do some trigonometry?
Ginny, my wife.
Don't skirt around it.
I love
Give
you.
Real, get real.
I fucking love you, Ginny.
How are you going to show her?
Happy Valentine's Day. And when I get home, I'm going to show you how much I love you.
Okay, how? Go ahead.
With my mouth.
Oh, yeah. What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to say that I love her.
Ooh, no.
How are you going to say it?
Yeah.
I love you, Ginny.
Uh-huh. But how are you really going to say it?
Yeah, how are you going to show it? Actions speak louder than words. Exactly.
Show, don't tell.
I'll get you some flowers. Happy Valentine's Day. My wife, I love you so much.
I'm trying to work with him.
What was that? That was supposed to be sexual and what?
Romantic.
Wow. That was tired and confused.
That sounds actually a lot like me. That just sums up who I am pretty good. Anyways, I do love my wife.
Now, Derek,
No, you go.
All right, I am going to stay as pure as ever, as no matter how much I'm tempted tonight. Anything I see that comes my way, I'm going to, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
That was you being sexual and romantic?
To the Lord.
Jesus, you guys.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Well, what else? I'm sorry. That's the path I chose.
Go ahead.
You want to see sexual?
Yeah.
You want to see romantic?
Yeah.
Yes.